Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of The Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best, and I'm going to be rocking with you for the next 25 minutes or so. Doing it by myself today as my co-host, Mr. President, is under the weather, and I pray that my president wishes that he will get better and to a speedy recovery. The Outsiders are not the same without him. Have no special guests on the show, so I'm going to do this all by myself today. Hope you all will enjoy. Hope you all are getting your game scheduled and played. This is week 6. We're going to continue on playing in upper echelon, and my prayers and wishes to y'all that you're enjoying yourselves on this chilly Wednesday afternoon. Might be sunny where you're at, but it's very chilly here in the studios where I'm currently available. So quickly, the upper echelon, we want to continue on to encourage our players. We are so grateful and thankful that you have chose upper echelon to be one of your leagues that you're involved with here on Madden. And if you're involved with just this league, we're humbled, the only league that you are playing in. And with that being said, we want to continue on making this league run as smooth and quickly as possible, because we do know that guys do want to get their games in and want to play. And that's what it's all about, is getting your games played and in a timely manner so everyone can enjoy the league and get as many seasons in as possible with these players that they have drafted and developed. Certain guys haven't won the playoffs. They're anxious to try to get to the playoffs and hungry. And they can't get there if we continue on being stuck in one season for a month and a half. But let's get these things quickly done. Hopefully we get these seasons done in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. It can be done. We just have to continue on pushing and continue playing games and scheduling and contacting our opponents. Now, we are in week 6, as I have in the beginning of the show. 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. So please get your players in the trade room. We currently have Justin Gilbert look like he's on his way to New York. and that is a big time move for the Jets. Those type of deals are being made on a daily basis. Just get your name out in the hat and see what kind of gauge what type of players that's on out on the block there in the trade room. Guys are posting up there. Brian is currently in Mexico City. We have guys moving on a current and daily basis, but we have to continue on. If you want to get your player moved, get them in the trade room, and I guarantee someone will DM or text you and to see what's the dealio with your player. So just continue on posting up in the trade room. We have about 2 more weeks available for that. So that's approximately this weekend when the trade deadline will probably come to an end. All right, currently we're gonna pick. I'm going to go ahead and go down and make a pick, and this is almost like the Heels Legend show, and this is a spinoff of the Outsiders. So I'm going to go ahead and transition into that and to make some predictions, as I haven't done that in such a very, very long time. Currently, right now, we already have a game in progress. We do have a game in progress as we speak. And that is the Buffalo Bills taking on the Houston Texans down there in Reliance Stadium in beautiful Houston, Texas, as my many rivals here in upper echelon. And that score is currently 17-17, and that is a pretty good game as the Texans trying to get their first win of the season, and the Bills are trying to improve to 4-1. All right, we're going to look at another game, the Falcons at Saints. Falcons will travel down to New Orleans to face a Saints team that we will get much more involved with later on during the show. My quick prediction, just quickly, I'm just going to give scores and a brief description on maybe why I want this team, or I pick this team will win. Falcons at Saints, I like the Falcons in this matchup. Falcons have been a roller coaster ride this season. They have some good wins on their belt. They have a heartbreak. They come off a heartbreak against Washington. They had a heartbreak against Dallas. Embarrassing against Carolina. They have embarrassed against Chicago. They're currently 1-4. They are trending down after their first game of the season. And the Saints have not won a game, so this is the battle of two teams that can continue on not get out of each other's way in the first quarter of the season. We'll go to Saints to get their first victory of the season in a impressive, not impressive fashion, but a sizable win, 23-12. Jaguars at Eagles, and I'm anticipating all these games will be played. I'm not going to make picks according to how I think guys will not contact or will contact their opponent. With that being said, Jags at Eagles. The Eagles are a better team, had a very, very good offseason. Coach Smooth just doesn't seem like he is putting enough effort and time in with the Eagles, and this is why this team has not made strides to be what they should be in upper echelon. But I like them in this matchup against the Jags, even though the Jags have played some pretty good football this season, and they actually have been more competitive than much of the league expected. Eagles 20. Jack 17. Bears at Packers, and this is a rematch of, I think it was a week 4 matchup. It was, as the Bears gave away a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. Matt Ryan was atrocious down the stretch. Clock management was terrible. Now they're heading to Lambeau to face one of the unbeaten teams here in upper echelon, one of the 5 unbeaten teams, the Green Bay Packers, trend down after that debacle in week 4. Bengals at Dolphins, two teams that are struggling in desperate need of a win. We know Prez is under the weather, so we're not sure if that game's going to take place. But if the game does take place, we like the Bengals to upset the Dolphins, as the Dolphins do not know their identity. They know their identity, but they do not have a healthy balance on offense. And it's to the point where they're putting entirely too much pressure on their offensive line and their quarterback to make plays, and that is the recipe of disaster. I like the Bengals in a high-scoring game because the Dolphins don't know no other way to 28-23. Bengals win in that one. Rams at Seahawks, and we'll talk more about Seahawks in a later segment. We're going to go with Seattle, even though Seattle is struggling this season. They're currently 1-3, and they are not playing good football at all. The Rams are, on the other hand, 3-2, and they're playing some very decent football. I expect this game to come down to a last-second field goal, with the Seahawks winning 17-16 on a last-second field goal in a defensive battle of two NFC West opponents. Raiders at Broncos, two guys that are in new cities trying to rewrite the ship as Raiders owner, has took some tough losses in his first few go-rounds. Broncos are struggling as well. Terrible right now, but the AFC West is just as bad. So this game will be a very close one. I like the Broncos in this game, 24-19. The Diablos, and the Giants Monday Night Football at MetLife Stadium. Big game, as the Giants are one of five teams that's unbeaten, and the Diablos have lost only one game of the end of the season. So this should be a very interesting matchup. Dez Bryant returns back to MetLife Stadium in his first game with Mexico City with Mike Evans and Jameis Winston. Rematch of a playoff game last season. Going with the Diablos, they have played all the one games, have played pretty good this season. They're trending up. This team is playing out. They're making moves. Their trade for Dez Bryant told me one thing and one thing only, that this team is playing for not next season, but they're playing and trying to make a Super Bowl run this season. So I like in this game, which will be a low-scoring game, 21-17. Steelers at Browns, two AFC North opponents. Browns just moved Justin Gilbert. Browns might be in rebuilding once again. Steelers with a new owner, third or fourth owner with Pittsburgh, has been a travesty to see how this great franchise has went downhill. I like the Browns in this matchup, even though they're in rebuilding stage. It's going to be a shootout. 35-30 win for the Dog Pound Colts at Titans. It's just Sunday night game, and I am a Titan, so I will not ever pick against myself. So it is a moot point in picking that game, which should be a classic. Two fabulous games last season. Colts scored 24 points in the first meeting at Lucas Oil to come back and win 41-34, 24-19. And in the second game in Nashville, it was another amazing game, 24-23, as the Colts went for a two-point conversion. And actually that game decided the AFC South division, as the Colts was a half a game out of the playoffs. And if they beat the Titans, they would have made the playoffs. So this game has big, big playoff implications early in the season, and that does it for Week 6. Heals the legend. Now, I did say a few teams that I was going to address during this segment, and we're going to continue on doing that. But we want to get a quick look at that Bills and Texans football game. We want to check that score. It's 30-24. It is a high-scoring shootout in Houston, Texas, with the Buffalo Bills currently up by 6 points. Now, we have, like we said, we're in the first quarter of the season. We have passed by that. We're actually 2 weeks in the second quarter of the season. But we haven't went too far along where we cannot record of the season. With that being said, we're going to go through three different segments. If you're just now joining us, this is the Outsiders / Heels the Legend show. Your only host, Heels the Best, as my co-host of the Outsiders is under the weather right now, and we have CJ, my usual guest. He is stuck in traffic right now, so we cannot get him on the line. But we're going to go into a segment, disappointment, our disappointing team so far in the first quarter of the season, and that doesn't mean your season is over or your season cannot be turned around, but they are our disappointment so far. And number one has got to be the obvious choice for each and every person that has been a part of Upper Echelon the first four seasons. This guy has been a staple since season two, as he joined us at the end of season one, and he has been a very active owner. And that is the New Orleans Saints. This, Mr. Lopez, Mr. Wade, he has been a very good user. He is a very good user. Hasn't been. He is a very good user. And this team was trending up 10-6 last season, barely missed the playoffs. The Mexico City Diablos was the team that ultimately got in over them. So they was 10-6. Drew Brees looked decent. And they let Drew Brees go in offseason. I think this might be karma coming back in as Mr. Lopez and felt that the franchise needs to head in a different direction, be loosened from Drew Brees and start a new era. And it has went absolutely horrible for the Saints. The Saints have went from being 10-6, a team that was close to winning, being a wild card team. 10 wins is an excellent season. Especially the way that the Saints have been playing the previous season. And they got to 10-6, so you're thinking that they will contend and make the NFC South maybe one of the best divisions in football again this season, competing with the Super Bowl defending champs, the Carolina Panthers, also along with Diablo. But on the what has happened this season, the Saints have went the opposite way. They have lost already 5 games. This was a team that only lost 6 games last season. They have already lost 5 games. They're almost out of the playoff race as the NFC is very loaded, as we will get to that shortly. So the Saints have a lot of work cut out for us, but they are the biggest disappointment in my opinion, because I thought the Saints were really going to be a team that's fighting for a wild card spot. It's not too late for them to make a serious run, but they will have to go 10-1 just to finish 10-6 consecutive seasons, and that is a tough task in any league that you're participating in. Another big disappointment is the Seattle Seahawks, and we had an article written on them today. Sleepless in Seattle. A lot of people are calling for Trapp head. They want Coach Trapp to be replaced. The Seahawks need to be rebuilt. That team needs to be gutted and started over. That team is not winning. They have won 3 consecutive NFC title games, and they have fell short 3 straight seasons to the same exact team. The Carolina Panthers, the NFC Championship game was a blowout. They met again in week 1 as Carolina was getting their Super Bowl ring, and it was a blowout in that game. They have taken steps back. The Packers have become better. The Giants have become better. The 49ers, which we will get to later, have become better. Mexico City has become better. They are borderline with the Rams. Seahawks are in big, big trouble right now, and it's time for an overhaul up in Seattle. Biggest disappointment, they're currently 1-3. The Patriots, Super Bowl defending, AFC defending champ, so that is kind of skewing his record right now. So for the sake of records, he's 2-4. He's got a tough hill to climb, but he's currently 2-2 in games that he has played, and with the loss of day to the Baltimore Ravens was tough. The Patriots have to right the ship. They have a long way to go, but they have some work to do, starting 1-3 in the first part of the season, first quarter. Now, let's go to our surprise teams. We're not going to just bash teams and bash teams or give bad grades. We're going to give some good grades out of here. One of the surprises, I gave it away on the last segment when we were just currently talking, and that is the San Francisco 49ers. He has been playing outstanding football, and this franchise has currently turned the corner, and they're finally taking that step and being an elite franchise once again. They're currently 5-0. 49ers are playing outstanding football on the side of the ball that everyone has grown accustomed to knowing the 49ers play. Great defense, and that's what they have played within the first 5 games of the season. It's early, but they are playing lights-out football, and you can't do nothing but give that guy nothing but credit for that defense that they have displayed in the first half of the season. Another team that has been a very pleasant surprise in the first quarter of the season has been the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, I am saying that right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been a pleasant surprise in the first one. I have wins over the Colts. That's a very quality win in the division. That was a big division win to keep them in first. They have 2 division wins already. They have the most division wins. Granted, they haven't played the Tennessee Titans, but all in all, that is still an excellent task for the Jaguars to be 3-2 early in the season, as they have been struggling season in, season out. And he might have finally found his quarterback. They moved on from Blake Bortles, and they are looking like a good team. Lost Allen Robinson in the free agency. They still haven't slowed down. Jaguars are being efficient, playing good football, and they are trending up, and they're making life a little tough on the Titans and the Colts in the AFC South. And one team, I know the record will not indicate what I'm about to say, but the New York Football Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, are a surprise early in the season. And how would they be a surprise? If they have been a top 5 team every season here in Upper Echelon. Top 5 attrition has been in and out. When he has been playing, he has been struggling mightily. But now it seems like he is making the right moves. He had a wonderful, wonderful draft. He brought in new guys. He has really good at that Jets franchise and made him into a franchise that is fitting his mold, bringing in his type of guys, his type of players, making a trade for Justin Gilbert, also a running back. The Jets are making moves, trying to catch the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. In the division, the Patriots have more losses than them currently. So they're currently in second place. The Jets are only 2 games behind the Bills, and they might can make a run. So this is a very pleasant surprise. And it's a great thing to see in the league that the Jets and Jaguars in the first quarter of the season. There's no need for people thinking that I'm crowning them, but to see the Jets and the Jaguars trending up is an encouraging sign for the league that guys are building teams and molding them into their liking and winning and having success with it. So kudos to the Jets for currently being 2-3 early in the season, but it's a very, very good sign that the Jets are winning and making moves. We have just a few minutes left in this show. The land of MLB, we have 5 teams that are currently undefeated here in Upper Echelon. Your Super reigning and defending Super Bowl champs that are currently riding a 20-game win streak, and that is Mr. KT out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the Carolina Panthers. Currently sitting at 5-0. Yours truly, he's the best. We have the Titans sitting at 5-0, the only undefeated team at the AFC. Then we have the 49ers mentioned before. They're currently sitting at 5-0 as well. The Green Bay Packers are 4-0, and the New York Football Giants are 4-0 as well. So you have 4 NFC teams that's undefeated. The NFC looks like it is set up to be one of those type of conferences this season where if you get in at 6, you deserve it. And that is what it's looking like. And these guys are fighting. The Vikings are there. The Redskins are there. Rams are there. Cardinals have been a surprise, but due to fake suspension, due to some infractions in the last game that he partaken in. So that was kind of hurtful. Honorable mentions, the Lions have been very respectable, and that is good as well. Guys that was at the bottom of the league are going up, and the ones that was are starting to fall back in the pack. The AFC West is just atrocious, but they will rise up again. If we do have a Raiders owner now, missed a few games early in the season, and currently we're looking for a Super Charger owner, and that, if you don't know, is the San Diego Super Chargers. Now, like I said, we only have a few minutes left in the show. Guys, continue on contacting your opponents. It is such a huge component in being in a successful league. And the more the league is successful, the better, the more you communicate, the better the league is. The better the league is, the more statistics obtain, and the more success that we obtain, we're going to be a top 10 Madden league. And that's what we want to be. Guys, rules are in place. I just want to give a quick review. Guys, do not move players without it being voted on. We also have put rules and cannot move. And we're currently working around the clock to get these rules enforced. Things are happening on our watch, and we're not going to continue to allow it to happen. Guys, please do not try to finesse the system or try to toe the line. Continue on being a very good, active, and a clean user. Receivers going to running back are a thing that has been trending in this league, and we do not want it to continue, and it will not continue, as we will continue checking rosters and making sure everything is still clean. Guys, we want to thank you for being a part of Upper Echelon. Continue on following the rules. Continue on communicating with your opponents. Let's get this lead advancing quicker. Tennessee Titans is ready to make their first Super Bowl run. And I know a lot of other guys are feeling the same exact way. Let's get these games played. And that's it for me on this edition of Heels, a Legend Show. I'm your host, Heels the Best. Have a wonderful evening. Get your games played. And if it's in the Lord's will, we will have another show another day this week. Y'all have a blessed day. And it's all about the UE.
New world order.